WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. Public education is supposed to be the great equalizer. And while it's easy to focus on teachers and curriculum, where a child lives can also affect learning. In our ongoing series, Growing Unaffordable, WUSF's Kathy Carter reports on the relationship between housing and education.
It's lunchtime at Shaw Elementary School in Tampa, and a table of preschoolers are struggling to unseal their juice boxes and containers of milk.
We really have to practice opening our own things for when we go to kindergarten. As much as I would like for you guys to stay little forever, you're gonna grow up.
But in all likelihood, most of these kids just won't be growing up here. That's because Shaw Elementary is in one of the highly transient neighborhoods surrounding the University of South Florida.
The number of kids that have gone from kindergarten through fifth at my school without ever leaving, I mean, there's like a handful.
That's school social worker Brittany Bayless. She says in August, Shaw had just over 600 students, and now it's close to 750. That classroom turnover rate has a term. It's called student mobility. In poor neighborhoods, like the university area, student mobility is high because families move a lot. Rising rents, subpar housing, eviction are all reasons why. It's one of the more overlooked details of poverty.
It's not like they can just go rent a U-Haul and put all their stuff in it and then stay in a hotel for a couple of days until their new apartment's ready. That's not a reality for my family. So a lot of times they will couch surf for days, if not weeks, in between.
Bayless says it shouldn't be hard to imagine how the stress of unstable housing can hinder a child's education. As adults, we have the cognitive ability to process difficult emotions. That's not as easy when you're 6 years old. That was the age of Paulette Duclos's son when she fled Naples to escape domestic violence in 2009. When she and her two kids came to Tampa, they were briefly homeless. Later, they lived in a shelter. They eventually got public housing at North Boulevard Homes, a sprawling military barrack-style complex in West Tampa.
We're from Naples, and now we were living in the projects. It was a whole different lifestyle. The housing, school, everybody in this area is stressing, so nobody's in a good mood.
The once crime-ridden cinder block apartments have since been demolished, but at the time it was the family's best option. The kids finally had a little stability and were back in school, but they still struggled. Duclos says one time her son said the best part of going to school was getting food.
And I can remember at times, he would bring home a granola and a juice and tell me, I don't know if you had anything today to eat, but I brought this for you.
Duclos has a good job now. Her kids are teenagers, and she says they do well in school. But many highly mobile students do not. A growing body of evidence suggests that frequent school moves affect student performance. In a research study, the MacArthur Foundation noted that academic performance slightly declines each time a student changes schools. Hillsborough County School Supervisor of Social Work Services, Myrna Hogue, says these deficits add up.
By the time you get to eighth grade or, you know, going into high school and you're that far behind, it's very hard to catch up. A lot of times you'll see that's where kids want to drop out because they feel defeated.
So, Hogue says, housing matters. The Hillsborough County School District has two service centers to assist families with various social services, including finding a place to live. Coretta Crumpton came to one of the centers after she and her three kids were evicted from their Tampa apartment. 2 years ago, she slipped and fell, was seriously injured, and got behind on rent. After that, Crumpton's oldest, then a seven-year-old, started having problems at school.
It was that pressure of being at home, trying to help mom, and then going to school the next day, trying to product in school the next day. I'm sorry. It was just a lot of pressure on her that it started affecting her attitude and how she handles stuff.
Crumpton says her daughter got tutoring and counseling and is doing better. These days, the family lives in transitional housing provided by a nonprofit, and all three of her kids are in school.
If I can make it to the day after they graduate, each one of them, and by the last one, I see him walk across the stage, and Lord forbid he takes me the next day, I'm fine with it, because that was my goal, just to see them walk across the stage, because education, they need it.
And her youngest is a second grader. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.